If I had the same beliefs that I had when I was, you know, 10 years ago, when I was like 24, I would not be here today if I hadn't changed and evolved. Something at some stage had to be shifted, right? But does that mean that all of my past evolutions were wrong? No, of course it doesn't. It just means that that's a past iteration of me. And at a certain point, I believe something different. Hello, sweet soul, and welcome back. Today, I want to talk to you guys about something that is a little bit of a theme in some of my coaching containers, and that is, what if I get it wrong? What if I am using my voice, I'm using my thought leadership, I am responding to the pulls that I'm getting to talk on certain topics, and I get it wrong, or someone doesn't like the thing that I'm saying, or people are triggered by what I'm saying, or people have opinions about what I'm saying, or people disagree with what I'm saying. What do I do? What if I get it wrong? And the first thing that I've been saying to my clients is, first of all, you really can't get it wrong. And what I mean by that is, if you are counting wrong as, what if someone doesn't like my expression? What you need to remember is this: that is their responsibility. If you are showing up and you are sharing your opinions and your beliefs, they are your opinions and your belief, and you are not responsible for making sure that every single person likes you. You are not responsible for making sure that every single word that you put out is going to be palatable for every single person, because I promise you, all that is going to do is put you in a box. You can't get it wrong, because who you are isn't wrong. Your thoughts and opinions aren't wrong. There isn't actually any such thing as right or wrong. There are just people's opinions and beliefs. So could you be wrong in someone else's mind? Sure, but does that mean that you are wrong? No, because no one's actually ever wrong. This is why often I will say, I am evolving all the time. And so who I am in 3 months' time may be someone completely different to who I am today. And that's normal. Our beliefs are meant to change. We are meant to evolve as human beings. If I had the same beliefs that I had when I was, you know, 10 years ago, when I was like 24, I would not be here today if I hadn't changed and evolved. Something at some stage had to be shifted, right? But does that mean that all of my past evolutions were wrong? No, of course it doesn't. It just means that that's a past iteration of me. And at a certain point, I believe something different. If I voiced my opinions and beliefs at that time, does that mean that they're wrong? Does that mean that people would disagree with them? Probably, yeah. Some people may be like, I don't agree with what you're saying because I've now got this opinion. And that's totally fine. But it wouldn't have been my responsibility back then to cater for their opinions. So yes, we're going to change. Yes, our thoughts and beliefs may become outdated, but it doesn't mean that they're ever wrong. You are a human being that is always going to be evolving. And the last thing that you want to be doing is holding yourself back to appease other people's opinion and imaginative view of who you are and who you should be. Because that's really what we're talking about here. You're trying to meet a standard of what you think other people want you to be. And if someone has gone to the extent of putting you on a pedestal or creating this imaginary understanding of what you should be, this is especially prevalent for anyone that is a 5 line in human design, because you get a lot of these projections. People will often be like, I imagine you to be this thing. They put you on this pedestal, and if you do one wrong thing, then you can come tumbling off, and it can be, you know, this ruckus of like projections and all of this kind of stuff. There's a real sort of like division for those 5 lines of people that either love them or hate them because of exactly this. But what people are doing is putting someone on a pedestal, putting you on a pedestal, and saying, I want you to meet my expectations, which haven't been built by you. They've been built in the mind of the watcher. And so if we are trying to adhere to all of these little rules and beliefs and imaginings that everyone else has given us, when are we ever going to be authentic? We're not. Because number one, we have no idea what people are actually thinking about us. And it would be honestly pretty terrifying to know that. So we have no idea. It's actually none of our business to know what they're thinking about either. But also number two, how are we meant to contort ourselves to fit every single person's idea of us? Because every single person's idea of us is going to be different, right? There's something called a golden shadow. And a golden shadow essentially means it's the part of yourself or the human experience that you've pedestaled so much that you admire in someone else that you actually don't believe that you could ever be yourself. So for me, my golden shadow used to be really, really feminine, womanly people that just like oozed sex appeal. And I used to put them on this pedestal, this unattainable pedestal, where I was just like, oh my God, they're incredible. I could never be that, blah, blah, blah. Because I disowned that part of myself, I believed that I couldn't be that. And so I'd created this pedestal, which isn't actually fair whenever we pedestal someone, of what that should be. And I actually disowned it in myself. And so this is often what can happen is like when people first find our Instagram page or they come into our containers, there's this pedestaling that can happen, right? And they start thinking like, oh my God, you know all the answers. You're incredible. You're this and you're that. And people come in with this shiny object syndrome and they're just like all bright eyed and bushy tailed. Oh my God, you're so amazing. This is incredible. And then if one thing goes wrong, especially for you five lines, you guys get it worse than everyone. But if one thing goes wrong, that pedestal starts to crumble. That pedestal starts to fade away. And what's left is the real human you, which was always the real you, right? It was never any different. But in the eye of the beholder, you've changed and they're disappointed in you. How are you meant to live up to that? You can't. Other people's disappointment in you, in your opinions, other people's triggers, other people's projections, they are none of your responsibility. It is not your responsibility to cater for the masses. It is not your responsibility to hold other people's projections. And especially if you are scaling to seven figures, and you're wanting to have a really big social media presence, a really big business, you are going to have to hold a lot of projections. And people are going to pedestal you, you know, because you have accumulated a certain amount of success, which is incredible. But it does come with people pedestal that, you know, people see it as like success and they start to think that you are this perfect person that lives up to the idea that they've created in their mind. And that's impossible to win. You can't win that. We can't control it. I can't control if someone gets triggered by me. I can't control if I disappoint someone by my expression. I can't control if someone doesn't like an opinion or a belief that I have. Does that make me wrong? No. Does that mean that I should withhold my expression to try to make sure that that person likes me? No. And you know, this is the last week's episode. I was talking about boundaries and, you know, even for myself, bringing back these boundaries around what I needed in my business to be able to feel stable, secure, and in love with my business. And a big part of, you know, the undercurrent of setting boundaries is people pleasing, right? Is wanting everyone to like us. And this question really comes out of that people pleaser as well. You know, if we have the people pleaser that's active, she's going to be asking us, what if I get it wrong? What if I say something and people don't like it? What if people push back? Blah, blah, blah. You know, this even goes into your coaching containers. What if I get it wrong? What if I say something or I don't hold myself in feminine authority in one stage or another? Here's the real truth of it. Sometimes it's going to happen. You're a human. And the best thing that you can do is own it. You know, own. You know what? You're so right. Thank you so much for that feedback. I'm really going to think about that. We need to be able to take feedback on with neutrality, right? Which kind of brings me to my next point, which is like, you don't need to be listening to anyone. Like, the only people whose opinions that I really care about are two people. Number one, mentors or people that I have directly hired. Okay, three people. People that I have directly hired for giving me feedback on these kinds of things. Number two, my partner. People that are close to me, that actually care about me, that know me. And number three, my clients. My clients, to the extent of I want to know their feedback, I want to understand what's working for them, what's not working for them, not to take it personally, but to improve my programs, to improve the experiences. Those are the three people that I listen to. Do I listen to random people on the internet? No. Now, obviously, this is much easier said than done. And some people, it will be in their astral soul journey to experience higher levels of like backlash because it's something that they need to learn in their soul journey. It's something that they need to learn, right? And so in those moments, it's up to you to be able to dig deep and hold the neutrality of I'm not taking this personally. Their triggers, their projections are not my responsibility to hold. And that's the thing that you want to remember. So this was a very quick little pick-me-up of just remember that when you are using thought leadership, which we all are, because people follow thought leaders. People follow thought leaders. People want to follow people with opinions. And if you aren't using your opinions, then people aren't going to be following you. And this is the thing that's going to really allow people to stand out in the next couple of years with the rise of AI, is real thought leadership, real opinions, using your vulnerability, using your honesty, your integrity. And that requires a certain level of bravery so that you can use your thoughts and opinions without being scared of what people are going to think. That is a journey. It's a journey that I am still navigating even to this day, you know, and this just really goes to show that it doesn't matter how much money that you can make, that people pleaser can like come back up, but it does not mean that we hold back our expression. It means that we do it anyway. We do it scared. We say the thing and we don't put all of these fucking caveats around every single thing that we say. Afrika Brooke, an incredible thought leader in the online space, she talks about bravery, and she had a brilliant post the other day where she was talking about the disappointment of other people's is not your responsibility. It's not your responsibility. I recommend that everyone, if this conversation or this topic is lighting you up, go and read her stuff, because she's just an incredible human being with some beautiful perspectives and opinions, radically owning her perspectives and opinions on brave narrative, brave speaking, brave expression, and what it requires us to do. But this is really what we're talking about. If you want to be a thought leader, if you want to have a large online presence, you are going to have to say things that are polarizing, and not everyone is going to agree. There is a YouTuber called Leo Skeppy who the reason that his brand and like YouTube has essentially like blown up over the past couple of years really has been because he is so radically uncensored in what he's saying. And he talks about, like, even recently I was watching a couple of his YouTube videos and he was like, you guys love it when I'm really opinionated on things. And he went on to talk about some things that I was like, whoa, I do not agree with that. Like, he was talking about like kids and like marriage and, you know, when you should have a kid, when you shouldn't have a kid, blah, blah, blah. And it really tore the audience apart in the comments, where some people were like, I totally agree. And some people were like, I can't believe that you're talking about this, blah, blah, blah. But again, it doesn't mean that his opinion is wrong. It means that he's just using his opinion. And like, he can listen to what everyone's perspectives are in the comments, but that's still his opinion, right? It doesn't make him wrong. And what's actually happened is he's grown even more in popularity because he's using opinions that are so polarizing, that are so grounded in his certainty, that people want to watch that. People want to watch people that are grounded and certain in what it is that they're saying. And that's the lesson that we really want to create here and use is, if you are building this thought leadership brand, you want to be bold and expressed in what it is that you are opinionated about. You want to be embodied in the thing that you believe in. And I promise you, people follow people that have opinions. That doesn't mean that we need to, you know, deliver these things in really harmful ways, but it means that we just own our expression and we own, I can never be wrong. Even if people don't agree with me, even if sometimes my human gets in the way, even if sometimes it triggers people and people disagree with me, it doesn't mean that you're wrong. And by trying to appease those people, you will take yourself further and further away from who you really are and why you have come to this earth and the message that you are meant to deliver. So if you need to work on integrating the people pleaser, work on becoming the fuller expressed version of you that can hold more backlash and criticism and not water yourself down, because that's the person that people want to follow. I promise you, it's not the vanilla version of you. I'm sending you guys so much love. I hope that you enjoyed this mini little episode today, and I will see you next week. Bye, guys.